Welcome to another episode of Winject Radio, presented by Winject Studios. It's Naza Khatoon here from Fitness Reborn UK. A pleasure to be here. Last week, I dived into my story, who I am, what I do, and how Fitness Reborn came about. Today, I want to come here today and speak to you about how fitness can make you a better person. And the reason why I chose this topic is because I did something really crazy this weekend. Go to Turkey, another country, preparing myself without any kind of training beforehand, without any kind of mental training. And these are the things that I found that really helped me become a better person. And I'm going to use the example of my race Sunday, this weekend gone, and fitness overall and how it can apply to every single person that's probably tuned in today. I don't care whether you are a multimillionaire, whether you're somebody who is just starting off a business, a mom, a full-time mom, or just, if you're human, just train, exercise, fitness, any kind. And I remember from the top of my head, don't quote me, Socrates said something so beautiful. Isn't it a shame that man has a body, but he never gets to see the true potential of what that body can do? And this is where it starts, and this is where it will finish. And I can hear the Hoover downstairs, so I need to tell them to turn that off right now. Hello, can you just stop and do it later, please? Sorry. It's okay. Look, these things happen, but we just gotta crack on. So fitness make you a better person? Essentially, yes. Can fitness make you somebody extraordinary? 100% yes. This weekend, when I did a marathon training, and the marathon race, shall I say, I had no idea what I was going to expect from myself. And at the beginning stages, I said to myself and my sisters, you know what, I'm just going to walk it. And I thought, hold on a minute, I'm telling myself something that's not true, because once I start this race, I have a feeling that competitive part of me will take over. And it did. I started the race off running, and I got into a nice steady state. And then by the time you know it, it's already 40 minutes in. And I did the most craziest thing that I do, like mental rehearsing and understanding how the brain works, understanding what part of the brain is getting me to the part where it's weak, saying just stop. Another part that's saying, you better carry on. Is this how I raised Nazia? The self-talk is so important. And when I finished that race on Sunday, exactly 11 past 11, it was a moment of celebration. It was a moment of understanding the true meaning behind how you can achieve something, even though you may not have done any kind of preparation beforehand. And the human being, when we're put into something, we always perform. We do it one way or another. And in that race, there were so many memories that went on in my head. And one of them was understanding who I was before I became an athlete, an amateur boxer in my 20s, and who I am now. And boxing as a sport made me confident. It elevated me to this euphoric mentality, like I was invincible. It happens. We have a big ego as athletes at some point, and knowing how to work with it is also important. But one thing that really made me think about was when these girls walking through studio, through the doors in the studio, is who they start off as and how they finish at the end, whether it's the 8-week program or whether it's a 12-week program. I watch these clients evolve into something. I don't even have a clue who they're going to be in that moment or when they finish the program. And the message really is, if you are somebody who's struggling with, we all have negative habits. If you're struggling with your negative habits, with your patterns, with feeling unmotivated, especially now in the UK, the weather's changing, so we need something to pull ourselves out of our comfort zone. If you're somebody who's constantly struggling with anxiety, depression, negative thoughts, fitness really is the place. It's For me personally, it's the only place I go to as a basic foundation to reset and kickstart life again. Right? I want to say that again. It's the only place that I reset or kickstart life again. Because when you are in a place of not feeling happy, you search for things, you search for the meaning of life in something or your purpose or the mission that you're about to embark on. And a lot of us forget that this body is the home that is housing us from the time we're born to the time that we die. It's the only vehicle that carries us. So when people come to me with excuses and feeling like, oh, I haven't got enough time, really and truly what you're saying is it's not a priority. When something such as looking after yourself isn't a priority, sooner or later it catches up. And I've seen this so many times, whether somebody who's become a millionaire by the end of 10 years, 15 years, it's going to cost them something, right? Millionaires don't become millionaires by putting in mediocre work. They have to put in a lot of work. And I'm sure a lot of people who have made it to the top, being successful, can tell you so. They lose themselves at some point. Me too. At some point in my life, when I'm putting too much into other people, I forget who I am, forget about my needs, my priorities. This is why I have to put it in the calendar that knows you are your first ever client. Okay. So I'm going to give you some stuff for you to do today and understand how you can really pull yourself out of the negativity. As humans, we all come with these emotions. Nobody's exempt from it. And having fitness in your life or a sport, I say fitness, but with the category with sports, you can choose whatever you want. Choose your vice. Mine was running this weekend, but it was boxing a few years ago. Whatever suited my lifestyle at that time, it will create this form of discipline and the routine that gets us to move, gets us to do things, keeps us inspired, keeps us motivated. And there are so many things that's going on neurologically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And one of the key things that I love is training first thing in the morning, because you're activating BDNF, a brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a protein in your brain that is responsible for long-term memory and long-term learning. So when you are exercising, you're creating all the endorphins, serotonin, dopamine hit, and then you're studying or listening to something, even you can digest it longer and actually remember it, that you process it more. And a lot of people who go through the process, myself as well, it's you do not finish as the same person. And I'm laughing because when I did that race on Sunday in Turkey, in a foreign country, totally out of my comfort zone, I had to keep reminding myself who I am. And there were points in that race where I was like, okay, I'm ready to give up. My legs hurt. More than my legs, my brain hurt, because the words that were going through, just stop, you don't have to do this. But there was a bigger reason why I was doing this. And there was not just a bigger reason. The bigger reason was raising money for charities. But from that branch, there were so many things at play as well. Who do I want to become at the end of it? And how do I want to feel? And there's a certain weakness that you have to pull out. And I feel a lot of people miss out on the core joy, the joy, the happiness of life, because they're not moving. And I can't emphasize this enough. My clients are going to come in through the doors in about 10 minutes. And this one particular client, when I met her at the beginning about 7 weeks ago, and where she is now is two different human beings. You can't recognize her. You can't recognize her who she was 6 weeks ago to where she is now. And it's using fitness as a way to reconnect with who you are, reconnect with who you are destined to be. Because in the moment of pain, something beautiful happens as well. And this is what I call the voluntary pain in a way, because you are actively saying, hey, put your gym kit on now and go and lift weights or run. And in that run or lifting weights or wherever the vital sport is, you know, essentially, it's going to be challenging. And us as humans, we love an element of challenge to keep us going, because this is thrill somehow that we're chasing. If I can do this, I wonder what else I can do in the future. Like on Sunday, coming back on that plane, I created a bucket list. And that bucket list was something that made me feel excited, gave me this little essence of a thrill about being alive. And being alive was such a beautiful thing, being able to travel again, being able to move again, being able to raise money for charity because I'm in a physical body that I can do this and have the influence for other people to actually donate as well. So that was a blessing. And that bucket list made me go into a different part of my brain where it was like, what else can you do, Naz? What else? What are the possibilities? And I feel a lot of the times, anxiety, sadness, depression, fear even can be controlled by us making a vital choice in teaching ourselves and training ourselves to go and participate in exercise or some kind of sports, movement, whatever it is. So coming back to the question of fitness, not question, the statement of fitness and sports can make you a better person. Yes. Essentially, you're working with who you are. It's a personal target for what you're doing. It's a personal target for or challenge for who you want to become at the end. And every single one of us at this moment in time need something to focus on. And why not focus on yourself? Why not teach yourself how to be confident again? How to become the best in the department that you're working in. And I say this with a lot of love and affection to people who work for themselves because we don't have a boss. I don't have a boss. Sometimes I suck at managing my own timetable. I'm not organized enough, but having that discipline of fitness as a base can literally trickle off so many other different habits, the good ones. And this just made me remember something as well, where I'm really good at motivating my own self to get out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and train. The other parts of me is not so good, being organized, keeping my house clean. And lately, I've been doing this thing where I command my brain, hey, do this task now, you will get a reward. If you don't do it, you're not going to do this. And this is the same kind of thing that you have to apply when it comes to bettering you. Because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to do it for you, unfortunately. I wish there was, but there isn't. So, doing it for yourself, by yourself, makes you feel more enriched because you are taking control of the things that matter to you. In the time that you're doing it, maybe you may not feel so good. Like, I love every session I've stepped into, excuse me, every gym session I've stepped into, I love it because I know in that moment, in the hour that I have lifting weights, whether it's boxing or running, that's my time. That's my time that nobody else can interrupt. I'm very selfish with my time in the gym. I'm very selfish with my time in the morning because I know for me to get into a state, a good state, to give back, to be able to show up. And I love this word is showing up. For myself first and then other people means I have to feed my soul first. And again, coming back to this baseline of fitness, sports, running, whatever it is, you choose who you step into, the version of yourself that you want to become for that day, for that month, for that year. And I feel like over the years, also practicing certain things has made me a lot more engaged with who I am, in tune with who I am. And I was just telling this to another client before. A lot of us do not know who we are yet. Me too. I feel there's so much more about me that I need to unravel and pull out. And there are people out there supporting me and bringing the best out of me as well. But at the baseline, I have to do it for myself, understanding my gift, should I say, not potential, my gift to what I have to offer. If I wasn't in the fitness industry, 100%. I believe I'll be doing something that will be quite unique in terms of inspiring females or men and motivating them to take control of something, of what they're doing as well. So I'm going to leave you guys on this. And there are two things I want to leave you on is make a decision in the next couple of weeks before 2022, who you want to become for the next year. Do not start your New Year goals on New Year's Day. I beg you, please, just don't do it. And we'll talk about this in another live next week of how the fitness industry actually fails us. And you will understand why New Year's goals is a myth, it's fake. We don't need it in life. So that's one. Find out who you want to become for the new year. Start scribbling it down. Start writing it down now. Okay? We haven't got long left till 2022. And then secondly, visualize the person you want to already become. Right? And I do this task all the time, even with myself. If I start on this new routine now, Nazia, who are you going to become? Who do you want to become? Who do you want to feel like? What do you want to feel like? So that's it. Use fitness as a tool. Use fitness as a way to become who you want to become by stepping into that version of yourself as if it's already happened. So until next time, speak to you then and take care.
Podcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.